gearing up for Dometic. Dometic Patrol, an icebox with a sense of adventure. Everything you need for adventures, big or small. Mobile living made easy. Dometic.
It's time for gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic. And, well, it isn't far away now. Go Fish Nagambie. It's on from the 10th to the 13th of February. Pre-sale is on now. A man knows a huge amount about it is the host of iFish, one of Australia's most, or probably the most recognisable angler in the country, Paul Worsling. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Patrick, the most recognisable AFL footballer in all of the Geelong metro area.
I was actually thinking about who that might be, asking you, and I think it might be Bailey Smith, who I think our wonderful producer of Real Adventures, Joel Brooks, might just be in love with. And I think along with the vast majority of the female population of Australia, I'm not sure if he's any good at fishing, but he's probably your man when it comes to AFL footy, P-Dub. Go Fish Nagambie. It's on soon. The prizes, there's 150 grand cash guaranteed to be won. There's an $80,000 cod. There's 10 grand to be won every day. There's junior prizes. It's as good as it gets.
Why do you reckon I'm involved, mate? I'm Dutch. I like the cash. It is so good. This will be the third Go Fish Nagambie. And when you see an average fisher rock up to the stage on the last day and he is about to be presented with an $80,000 cash check for catching a Murray cod, one single fish, it is so nice. I get to stand backstage and for half an hour and have a chat first. And it's the most humbling experience because $80,000 cash is life-changing. And that's why I love this comp so much. It will change an average fisho's life, be that man, woman, or child, whatever. So it is so cool. And then everyone goes for the big prize, which is great. But there's a thing called cod o'clock, which I invented in early days, and carp o'clock, and yellow belly's the golden hour. The night before each day, they say, right, they pick a nominated time, 1 o'clock. And in the hour after 1 o'clock, if you catch the Murray cod, that is the size they nominate, could be 65 centimetres, 20, whatever it is. If you catch the legal size cod they nominate, you win $10,000 cash just for catching a fish in that hour. The carp's the same. There's different prizes for carp and yellow belly, obviously. Oh, I think the carp, you win an outboard motor for catching a carp every day. So it is absolutely mind-blowing.
And you know, you don't just need to have a boat in order to participate in this. That's the great part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I have to admit, I knew nothing of the Nagambie Lake system before Go Fish decided to have a competition there. I actually said to him initially, you're crazy. Never heard of it. It's not a great fishery from what I've heard. I went there on the very first day I fished and I caught 3 Murray cod in 2 hours, filmed an incredible episode. I think my best cod out of the lake system is about a metre, I'm going to say 1.5 metre to 1.10 metre and around 30 kilos. It is an incredible fishery. It has so many options. And both of the fish that were caught, I think both the winning fish that have won $80,000, I believe they were caught within 10 metres of land. So they could have been caught land-based. And I actually know where there's a cod over a metre that lives under a snag, 5 metres from one of the on-site vans at Nagambie, that someone could actually be cooking their barbie, you could be in the shower and have it line tied to your toe and win 80 grand cash.
Now, for anglers there that don't spend a huge amount of time through the system, what are they using to give themselves the best chance at catching? Let's start with cod, because I think when it comes to carp, you can basically throw in anything and they'll start munching on it, the bloody things. But chasing Murray cod, you've done plenty of it with iFish throughout the years, caught some incredible fish, as you mentioned before. You're using cheese. You're going top water. What's the best chance to catch that meter Murray cod?
Well, I wouldn't mind using top water cheese, but I can't find any of the flies. look. There's a few options. Sorry, Pat. Sometimes I crack myself up. There's a few options, but I think if you just want a chance of catching that monster cod, put a couple of big baits out, sit back, and enjoy 3 days and wait for it to come to you. If you use baits like chicken, boiled eggs, yabbies, hot dogs, believe it or not, dim sims, all these things big cod love. And what I'd be doing, I'd be fishing a snag for probably 20 minutes, half an hour, and then I'd be moving to the next one. half an hour, move to the next one. Because if they don't eat it the first half hour, they're not going to eat. And I would literally just hit up every single snag I could until I found a Monster Murray cod. Your other option, which I love, is just chucking lures at structure. And the best lure, I reckon, for a cod is a spinnerbait. It gets down, it hits them in the face, those blades spin. They are very hard to beat. The trouble is there's so many anglers trying to catch a big cod that the fish get a little bit hook shy. So I reckon you really got to get that bait or lure in their face for your best chance.
As you said off the top of the show, the great thing about Go Fish Nagambie, it isn't just about Murray cod. There's other prizes for different species of fish. One of those is carp. They're a fair bit easier to catch. Your experience with catching carp and the best way to go about it, because they're not always a fish that we love here in Australia. In fact, we detest them, but there's plenty of good prizes up for grabs if you do catch yourself a carp with Go Fish Nagambie.
You could literally go there for the weekend, just target carp and walk away with 10 grand cash and heaps of other prizes. I think there's about 200 random prizes a day. In fact, they even give prizes called the donut prize if you don't catch a fish, Pats. If you and I went, we'd still, we'd still win something. We'd kill us. But carp, it's amazing. It's like when I do an eye fish episode. If I do an episode wanting to catch undersized flathead in Port Phillip Bay, I can guarantee I'll struggle to catch them. I've got a camera there. And it's like carp at Nagambie. They're easy to catch if you're not trying to catch them for a competition. So the one bit of advice I would give you is lay a good ground bait early. So take tins of corn and just keep throwing corn in the same area and lay a ground bait area where the carp are going to come and feed, and then start casting a worm or a piece of corn right into that exact zone. As the carp move through picking up the ground bait, the bill, they'll come through and pick up your little bit of corn, your little bit of worm. And if you're there for, say, 3 days, you can ground bait an area really well. Just keep throwing corn, same area, keep fishing it, literally cast in that exact spot, and you'll get really good numbers of carp. Good numbers of carp increase your good chance of catching a few dollars.
When it comes to where to stay in Nagambie, right next to the tournament hub, there's amenities to camp and set up your caravan. You've got the Jayco pool. So it's not like you'll go there and struggle for accommodation or places to set up. So don't be afraid. When we mentioned off the top of the show that it's capped at 1,000, there's plenty of places that can facilitate your few days in Nagambie whilst you're competing in the competition.
Yeah, and the other good thing too, people tend to be a little bit narrow-minded at times. I think Nagambie, got to stay in Nagambie. But I fished 20 minutes out of Nagambie last year with Jet, and we got fish top water. We got some nice hits on bait we missed. And if you have actually look, I think Victorian Fisheries gives you the information. I had a quick Google today. There's actually lots of free camping areas along some of the rivers there. And there's free campsites. So get a free campsite, take a tent, or look at towns 20 minutes away that might have a hotel where you can stay for 50, 60 bucks a night with your mates, or go on Airbnb. There's plenty of good access to camping and accommodation outside Nagambie itself. A beautiful town, so many things to do other than fishing. I might even sneak out to Mitchelton Winery the night before with Christy. It just is a beautiful place with a great vibe. And I know the people I know that are going, they look forward to it every year, almost like Christmas. It's a fun time. Families get together. They enjoy it. And it's that real thing you look forward to during the year.
Go Fish Nagambie is from the 10th to the 13th of February. It's coming up soon. You can pre-order your spot in the competition. So go to gofishtournament.com.au for more information.